Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, guys.
Mom, I just said I'm going to start recording. Can you not indicate, please? Fuck. I'm just really emotional. I'm trying to, like, capture the moment here, guys. I'm just recording on my phone, but it's been really bad. Seriously, Mom, stop revving the engine. Just fucking drive like a normal person. So we've got the car loaded up with all my stuff, and we're just leaving Newtown. I just had a huge fight with Amber over something kind of naughty that I did, and she told me to pack up and leave while she was at work. So Mom's just like helped me load up all my stuff in the car, and we're driving to Waverton. I'm moving back home. I'll explain it all, guys. So much has happened since we last spoke, last season, OMFG. I've just decided to start, the new podcast season right now to capture all the drama. This is going to be a heckers life period, guys, I can tell. And I'm going to need my Germaniacs to get through it. So buckle up, sluts. Let's get this show on the road. Let's do it.
This week on Germazing, the mountain lion's bad advice, dumping Demi Lovato in the bush, a freeway with Claire Bear, Dorothy makes me an espresso martini, and did Gappy really look at lesbian porn magazines during the war? Your weekly dose of relationship drama, lesbian lifestyle, and family reunions from the Sydney Slutter, the crop top queen. She was born this way. I'm Jemay, JA'MIE. I'm quiche, I'm rich, I'm a bitch, and I'm Jemazing. Hi. I'm back at Waverton now at Mum and Dad's. We've loaded all my stuff into the pool house. My mum's been really nice, actually, and like made my bed and yeah, she got my big pink blanket out for me to get under. That's what I get under when I'm sad. And yeah, I'm still really emoshy AF about everything. But yeah, like, I feel better. I've just been like cuddling Hannah Goanna and just like sucking on her paw. And I'm in my I Love LA jammies, trying to stay comfy to like help the mind. Mum was going to get Dorothy to make me a hot chocolate, but I said I wanted a spicy marg. And she's all like, Dorothy's not making you that. So I've changed it to an espresso martini. Hopefully she brings it to me soon. I'm fucking thirsty. She's so slow for a maid. Anyway, I'm going to do like a bit of a trauma dump and get my Germaniacs up to speed. I remember at the end of season 4, I was being all like annoying and about the whole like, what do you think the mountain lion chose thing? And you guys were doing the polls and stuff. Well, he chose Amber Obbs, the love of my life. I know, so lame. I regret it so much now. And I'm like, I'm sort of like doubting the mountain lion's skills and his selection because it's like, hasn't exactly worked out. So I moved into her a few months ago, into a little terrace house in Newtown. It was so tiny and lame, TBH. It was like, you couldn't even swing a cat. It's like, I actually tried swinging Hannah Goanna around, like, see if you could feasibly swing a cat. And I smashed it into Amber's head and almost ripped her septum nose piercing out and just got caught on the paw. So, yeah, she was screaming in pain and calling me a psycho. Which I am, sorry. Speaking of swinging cats, remember Demi Lovato, the bulldog? So she lived with us, Amber's bulldog. And, well, she hates my guts now. Apparently she was all, like, Devo when Claire Bear left, and now she's all, like, protective of Amber, and she, like, growls at me whenever I step over her. I was always stepping over her because, like, the house is so fucking small. And when we were alone, I used to, like, say mean things to her and, like, tickling her pads and stuff when she was asleep, and she hated it. I like having the upper hand with dogs, so I'm always kind of like playing psychological games with them. So I made the tragic decision to leave LA because of the mountain lion's choice. I know, right? Regretsies. And I had to say goodbye to Reeks and my bestie Prisha, Illy, if you're listening, and Rose, of course, my Mexican gardener / drug dealer. I still FaceTime them both all the time, and it's really cute. Rose sets up like his phone near the pool, so I get to like watch him cleaning. It's really cute. And Amber would get really angry at me because she said like I only ever smile when I'm talking to Prisha and Rose and never around her, which is actually so true, but sorry, not sorry. So yeah, end of last season, I was kind of like peaking like really like my social media presence, like post mountain lion encounter, like it blew up on socials. As you guys know, the selfie I took with him, went viral, and I kind of became like the mountain lion girl for like a hot minute. I really should have like taken the bull by the horns with that, you know, at that moment and sort of milked the fame, or at least like, I don't know, done some like mountain lion merch or something, but no, stupid Jemay came crawling back to Amber, the power of the pussy, and went into yet another relish and honeymoon period where I was like kidding myself as usual. Never trust a fanny flutter, Germaniacs. That's my word of advice to you guys. So yeah, the last few months I've been like a Newtown lesbian wife. It was really good at first. Like we were like scissoring like 3 times a day at least. And we did baby voice all the time with each other. And she gave my pussy the nickname Petra. Cause I was always like petrified every time she went down on me. Yeah, I'm really shy about that area. I don't know. I act all like slutty and stuff. I know, but I'm kind of like a prude deep down. But yeah, anyway, so the first few months were so cute between me and Amber, and all her friends loved me and said I was the one. I mean, after Claire Bear, it was like I must have looked like a supermodel, so like she wasn't exactly a hard act to follow, especially after she stacked on a few kgs. No offense. But yeah, after a few months with me and Amber, it started to get kind of weird. I wasn't working the whole time we were dating, and I was just kind of like a lesbian housewife to Amber, and like a non-cooking or cleaning one, you know, more like a couch potato lesbian housewife. And I fully let my content game slide. I know, Germaniacs. Olivia was also so mad at me for like never posting. Like seriously, the last thing I posted was like a slow-mo video of Amber fire twirling in Newtown Park. And it didn't even get that many likes, so I deleted. I just wasn't motivated to post because I was kind of like embarrassed by my lifestyle choices, TBH. And Amber was like getting more and more annoyed with me the whole time we were dating. Like she got mad that I was busting her a lot for like not buying me jewelry or handbags to celebrate our month anniversaries. She's like, you're so materialistic, Jemay. And I'm like, learn how to treat a woman. It's like, buy me something, bitch. This body ain't free. And also, I tried so hard to integrate with Amber's friends. Like, but they all thought I was a shallow bitch. Like, after a month of loving me, they went off me. Like, they had this, like, weekly women's meetings in our house to discuss, like, feminist stuff. And I suggested we do spray tans or have, like, a Botox party and like give each other Brazilians as like a bonding thing. And they looked at me like they wanted to kill me. Tong your hair for once, ladies. No offense to lesbians. Like I'm not being homophobic, don't write in. They were just like, not my vibe. Newtown was so grim too. I couldn't deal. Like the other day I had to put the rubbish out in this like dirty little lane behind the house. One of my lesbian housewife chores. I know, FML. And anyway, I open this little gate and this feral little boy is like next door, is like pissing on Amber's basil plant. And I like shoot him away. I was like, I was thinking you're a long way from Casa de los Ricos now, Jemay. I was also thinking, no wonder Amber's pesto tasted a little funky. Had half a cup of child's piss on it. So, yeah, anyway, also so random, and I've been sneaking off to Double Bay on weekdays, like without Amber knowing, just to like smell the air and like stroll the streets. It's so nice there still. Oh my God. I walked past the old apartment and glanced up at where Sugar Gramps used to spy on me through my window when I was naked. And I saw the fence out the front where I spray painted Dyke, and you could kind of see like the paint coming through. I couldn't help but smile when I saw it. And, you know, those were the glory days, I reckon, like back in like the season 2/3 of Shamazing. Anyway, so yeah, things kind of spiraled over time with me and Amber. She started to seem like really off me, and like, she suggested a 3-way with me and Claire Bear. And like, I was like, how does that even work? Like, do you both wear strap-ons and like do both my holes? I don't know. Like, couldn't like get my head around it. I'm such an amateur lesbian, but I'm thinking like getting spit roasted by 2 dykes with strap-ons in Newtown in a tiny terrace isn't exactly how I thought my life would turn out, NGL. Like, no offense. Like, that aspiration definitely did not get a mention in my valedictory speech at Hilford. But yeah, anyway. So, I was a bitch. And last week, do you remember that frat party I went to in LA with Prisha? And that guy, Ethan Methane, the short guy. Well, he had these other frat boys and him, and they were visiting Sydney, and they DM'd me and I agreed to show them a good time. So I took them to Toddy's and the Sheaf after we kicked on. I had way too many spicy mugs and I was doing this like lap dance on Ethan's friend's lap. And he filmed it, he posts it, and I comment and like sending like, you know, like eggplant emojis and stuff and like the squad. And Amber saw it and flipped out and was like, who the fuck is this boy? Because she's like always freaking out that I want to return to the D at some stage, which is so mean because like I'm her girlfriend and I'm like so offended that she didn't trust me. And then she messaged Ethan and he told her that I gave him and all his friends gobbies in the toilets at the Ivy, which I did. But like, I haven't seen a dick in like 6 months. So it's like, can you blame me? I'm a red-blooded woman and a D's a D, you know? I'm not going to say no thanks when there's like one in my face. I'm only human. So yeah, that did happen. We kicked on to the Ivy after the Sheaf. Yeah. And your girl got a mouthful. Anyway, that's the naughty thing I did. And then we had this like massive fight, me and Amber, and I smashed a homemade kombucha bucket, just like knocked it over. And Demi Lovato was trying to like bite me and I threatened to shoot her in the head, which is kind of like a step too far, I'll admit. It just got like fully chaotic. And Amber goes, are you still into boys? And I go, yeah. And she goes, have you fallen out of love with me? And I go, yeah. And she says like she needs space and I should get out of the house and move home. And yeah, she's going to decide what to do. So that was just like yesterday. And so yeah, this morning mum came over. Oh, also this afternoon I gave Amber my list of demands in a text. So like if she wants me back, she has to change the following things. Where's my phone? I'll just read them to you guys. 1, move back to Double Bay, me and her. 2, you must regularly shave your legs. 3, I get a hall pass to Rudiguy once a fortnight at least, in brackets. 4, we dump Demi Lovato somewhere in the bush. I know I'm a bitch, but like, I want like a certain lifestyle and like, I've done my Newtown time. It's like, she needs to do it my way now. Oh my God, I just got a reply from Amber. What the hell? She's thought about it. What did she say? You're dumped. What the hell? Fuck my life, Shamaniacs. That's so unfair. Oh my God.
Hi, Jermaine. My name is Anne, and I just want to say that I fucking love you. You're amazing. You're my motivation, my inspiration. I just wanted to check. I know back in your Hillford days, you said girls that had thighs rubbing together meant that they could never be kish. I just wanted to check if you still think that, even though there's like a body positivity movement and diversity is like really celebrated, if you still hold that opinion, or if you think that someone like me who's plus can still be quiche. If you can give me any tips on how a plus girl could be quiche as well, how I can increase my quicheness, please let me know. Love ya.
Love you too. Hi, hon. Great question. You're my inspiration too. Look, I said a lot of things back in the school days that were fucked up, let's face it. If I could go back in time, I would slap some sense into me. If anyone's working on a time machine, let me know. Look, the whole three-finger gap as the indicator of quicheness, I don't really agree with that now. Let's face it, I've stacked on some blubber myself over the last few years, and I ain't what I used to be. The spicy mugs have caught up with me, Germaniacs, and oh, to be 17 again, when I could stuff my face with 6 Krispy Kreme donuts for lunch and still be rake thin. it sucks. But I do now consider myself quiche still, obvs. Even though, TBH, I do rub the thighs together from time to time. I'm not a heifer, per se. I'm still, like, considered quite lean, for, like, general standards. But, you know, I'm heifer adjacent, I like to say. In bad lighting, I look like a fat bitch. Listen, I'm all about body positivity. I've jumped on the bandwagon. I'm, like, so into the whole movement and anyone can be quiche now, I reckon. Anyone, to a point. You've sent in a pic. You go, girl. You go. It's like you're doing you. It's great. You're quiche, babe, seriously. But you're probably not the person I want sitting next to me on a Jetstar flight, hogging my armrest and, like, struggling to get your tray table flat. And look, I'm not being a bitch. I'm just saying, like, when it affects me directly, I'm off it. I'm not into it. I'm body negative. But from a distance, you know, babe, in good lighting, you're quiche. You don't need to change a thing. You go, girl, seriously. Look, I was saying to Amber, the great thing about girls your size, which is so positive, is like you make incredible best friends. Like, because like the image of like me standing next to you makes me look really thin. And apparently it can like make an average girl look like 2 to 3 sizes smaller, which is incredible. Like, that's such an advantage for you. So yeah, you might find, that you'll end up getting a lot of offers from hot, insecure girls like me, like wanting that extra like visual impact boost, which in turn kind of like helps you, like raises your quicheness, because like you're with a hot chick, and if she meets like a hot guy, like, and he's got a friend, he might like take one for the team and hook up with you too, which is, you know, an advantage. There's some fringe benefits to the whole body positivity thing. Also, I'm not being a bitch, but the plus size gals do tend to get married later in life. So I would definitely beat you to that stage, assuming you're my BFFL. But the good thing is you'll get a lot of bridesmaids offers, which is so cute. And like, because every bride wants like someone chubby. I mean, plus size in like the wedding party to like for diversity reasons, and again for that visual, giving that illusion that me as the bride has dropped a few sizes. That's something to look forward to for you. You'll get some free wedding reception food to chow down on, and yeah, maybe even like a destination wedding, free flight or tour. There's still a lot to live for, babe. You're absolutely killing it. Definitely quiche. Don't change a thing. I can see your thighs are rubbing together in that example video that you sent, but like, sister, so are mine. My thigh gap days might be over, babe, but I'm still and always will be quiche. So, yeah, I'm giving you a podcast high five and saying that you are quiche. A lot of guys are going to want to root you, don't worry. And a shout out to all the plus size girls listening out there, all my plus size maniacs, you can be quiche too. And if you ever see me out in public, stand next to me and get a pic, please, full length, because I stand with you guys in solidarity. Bye, Anne. Thank you for your message. Fat chicks for life. Illy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, it's nighttime. I'm in my room. It's my first night back at Mom and Dad's pool house. My God, it's felt like the longest day ever. But yeah, I'm loving having my shamaniacs on this emotional roller coaster with me as I go through my breakup trauma. We just had this like big family dinner. Mom and Dad are like frothing that I'm back home, obvi. And Dad's secretly pumped that I might not be a lesbian after all, because he heard what happened. He was never that keen on me being a vegetarian, TBH. And Courtney's not the maternal type, so he's holding out for like grandkids, and I'm his only glimmer of hope. That's not going to happen from me giving 5 gobbies at the IV, Dad. Sorry to disappoint. Unless I have a womb in my throat that I don't know about. No, I spat out anyway, so that wouldn't happen even if I did. And also, Dad said he hasn't told Gampy yet about my lifestyle because he thinks that Gampy couldn't handle it. But as if Gampy doesn't know that I'm a les. Like, I've told him the most intimate random stuff over the years. Like, Gampy would be all over it. And as if he wasn't looking at, like, lesbian porn magazines, like, back in the day with, like, the other soldiers during the war, he definitely would have. I think he was in the war. I don't know. Gampy's still devo that I left LA, apparently, and gave up my fashion dream. I had to transfer all of that money back. Remember he gave me the 100 grand? Oh my God, I had to give it all back. It was so annoying. I was hoping to keep it. And I haven't been working while I've been in my relation with Amber, so now I'm, like, seriously povo. I've only got some of, like, my Baker's Delight savings left. It's like nothing as well. And I owe Amber like 5 grand for rent for the last few months of Newtown Terrace. So she messaged the Savo like telling me to transfer. It's like, no can do, hun. So anyway, yeah, the family dinner was so annoying. Like, I feel like I'm 16 again. Like, they're all like lecturing me. Mum thinks I'm a lost cause, I can tell. She just like rolled her eyes when I asked for another Coke Zero on ice at dinner. She used to smile and like, you know, get me drinks really fast before all this, and she'd bring them to me on a tray. And yeah. And Dad suggested that I come work for him in the city. And I'm like, no thanks. First of all, I don't even know what you do. And I'm like, I'm not being some nepo baby hot receptionist, like as if. So anyway, after dinner, I ended up having a big D&M with Courtney, my genderless younger sibling. They're really annoying and a dobber, but like kind of wise. So yeah, we just chilled in the pool house and chatted for hours. It was really good, actually. Oh, little Nahugan's here. Can you guys hear him? I brought him into the pool house. Yeah, so he's just in his cage, chillaxing with his favorite hot bitch again. He missed me so much because I hardly ever visited when I was in Newtown. Oh, and I haven't heard from the Laundry Monster yet, because you know how he's here. He hasn't shown his face, but sometimes they kind of lay dormant for a while, so I'd like to see him, but he's kind of intense, TBH, so happy if he doesn't show face, NGL. Anyway, I was raving on to Courtney for ages about how, like, I was so sure that I was a lesbian, and now I'm, like, craving the D. And I reckon, TBH, I'm no longer a confirmed muff diver. And they're advising me on, like, the whole, like, fluidity thing and how it's okay to have phases. And I told them I was kind of, like, mostly faking being a lesbian the whole time for, like, credibility. I didn't want the world to think I was, like, some basic, cliched, shallow, rich bitch that liked D. But basically I've realized I kind of am one. Yeah. So now I'm back to being, like, thirsty for the D 24/7, which is, like, so predictable, but, like, I was born this way. I keep, like, even just since I hooked up with the guys at the Ivy, like, I keep getting, like, fanny flutters, like, around guys. Like, even as we drove here today with Mum, I was getting fanny flutters over this, like, random rich man driving past in a Range Rover. Like, even the really old men are giving me a wide on at the moment. It's like, deep down, Shemaniacs, I think, let's face it, I'm a status and money-hungry dick gobbler. I said that to Courtney and they were like, I get it, yeah. It was an emoji moment between us. I might make that my Instagram thing, status and money-hungry dick gobbler, maybe. Anyway, so I'm going to, like, get under my pink blanket now and be all sad for, like, 24 hours. Or maybe just overnight because I'll get bored. I'm kind of not even that sad. Then I'm actually going to try and see if Olivia Bellissimo wants to chill with me. Actually, I'm going to text her now because she's in Sydney. And I kind of want to get together and, like, discuss my game plan for the future. Babe, you, me, long lunch at Margaret tomorrow. Much to discuss. Send. Yeah, so I told her about all the breakup goss before, and she sent, like, the zip mouth emoji because she was always, like, really sus of Amber and knew it would end badly. So she'll give me a whole, like, I told you so lecture. But I deserve it. And Olivia's, like, really smart. To have that many followers, you need a really high IQ. So, yeah. Yeah, I just want to, like, spill everything to Olivia over some spicy mugs and work out my new life plan. She'll be happy about me being into the D again. That was always, like, a little spanner in the works for her vision for me. I just want to, like, land on my feet for once, Shemaniacs. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I was school captain at Hilford, I was, like, on such a high, and, like, I thought I'd be, like, a powerful boss bitch forever. But, like, life has delivered me some heavy blows, Shemaniacs. As you well know, it's been a rocky road. That's making me a bit hungry, actually. Oh my God, reply from Olivia. Okay. What'd she say? Just booked for 12, be there. Oh my God, it's going to be so good to hear what she's got in mind for me. I hope she doesn't think I've got fat. Okay, I'll keep you in the loop, Shemaniacs. We'll check in after the lunch with Olivia. See you guys. Good night. Okay, quick update. My lunch with Olivia Bellissimo. It was so fun, Shemaniacs. Oh my God. So we went for like 6 hours and we didn't shut up the whole time. I'm a bit hammered from having like 7 spicy mugs, but oh my God. She was so wise and smart, and she said so many cool things, about my future life plan. And she gave me a little wide-eyed look when I arrived, which is so obviously referencing me being fatter. But I've been on a couch watching every season of Real Housewives, with a growling bulldog next to me for months. So what do you expect? Anyway, so kind of predictable, but Olivia has said that I need to get out of Australia and ideally go back to LA if I want to make it as an influencer. And she reckons it would be a dream scenario if I could get like a place in the Pussy Palace. like I did a few months before I made the wrong decision. But like she said, I really offended them by turning them down, like with the last offer, and I'm kind of blacklisted with the PP girls. They have like a one offer rule, and I fully let my content game slide because I was in a relish and the Pussy Palace girls noticed and thought I had like a mental breakdown. And I'm like, no, babes, I was just a Newtown lesbian for a few months. Anyway, so Olivia said she has to run it by Letitia, who's this like major influencer who kind of like runs the Pussy Palace. She's really scary and like powerful and has like so many followers. And everyone calls her Queen Letitia. She's huge on TikTok, and she does these like random transition videos where she goes from like no makeup to a full face of makeup, and she does them on like public transport, and it's like going off. And she's kind of fat too, so she promotes like body positivity, and so she's really like now, and she's just like huge, like literally. And anyway, she's always been really sus of me. So yeah, Olivia reckons Queen Letitia has to like fully approve it if I'm ever going to get a place in the palace. And she's a psycho, so it probably won't happen. Oh my God. But the problem is, even if they do say yes, I don't have any fucking money yet. Well, I've got the Baker's Delight savings, but that's like barely going to get me like an economy flight. And there's no way I'm fucking flying coach. So I'll need like 50 grand to make the move. So even if Queen Letitia agrees, I'm kind of stuck here. I could sell some of my jewelry and handbags on Depop, but that'll take ages. It's a catch 22, you maniacs. Oh my God. Fuck. It's a message from Olivia Blissimo. Wait. I'll read it. Queen L said, yes, you're in on a probation period. Look into flights tonight and book. There's a few stipulations that me and Queen Letitia discussed below that you'll need to abide by. A, drop the clay slut thing. It's too passe and others are doing it. Think of a new angle. Oh my God. B, your old friends are not allowed to enter the Pussy Palace ever. Oh my God. C, delete any old Newtown lifestyle posts. Easy. D, stop wearing crop tops. Oh, fucking bitch. Oh my God, you maniacs. I mean, all of that's kind of doable. If it gets me a place in the Pussy Palace. Oh my God. I can't believe this is happening, but I can't afford it. Fuck. What am I going to do, you maniacs? Like, I could get like a quick cash job to raise some money fast, and I should have charged the frat boys for the gobbies. Fuck, I could have got like $50 each. Fuck, damn. I don't know what to do now. Like, should I say yes and like somehow just like get the money, or like, I don't know, beg dad, or, oh my God. I wish I could ask the Laundry Monster's advice, but he's not here. He'd know what to do. I don't even know if he's still like in there. Wait, I'm just going to go, like, open the laundry door for one sec. Yeah. Okay, I'm back. So, come on, Launch. I'm trying to, like, lure him out. Help Shimei out. Are you there? Fuck. Maybe I'll point my bum towards him. He always likes a bit of my ass. All right, so I've got my bum facing towards the door. Laundry Monster, are you there? Should I go to LA? Give me a sign. He's never here when I'm recording. I'll see if he shows up overnight. I might sleep topless to like lure him out. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm seeing the most incredible thing right now. Shemaniacs. Oh my God. This is a sign. It has to be. So I'm looking in the laundry and my I Love LA pajamas are like hanging on the towel rail thing in the laundry. And on the floor in front of them, there's two pairs of undies that I threw there. And one is kind of forming the letter G and one is forming the letter O with like the leg hole. So it spells go. And it's right underneath my LA pajamas. It's saying go LA. The Laundry Monster must have done it. Oh my God. It's a sign. I have to go back to LA, Germaniacs. Fuck. Oh my God. Okay, I'm doing it. Okay, I'm going to do it like right now. Oh my God, I'm going to book an economy flight. I'm just getting on my laptop. I'm just going to go. I'm going to go to fucking LA. I'm doing it right now. I have to fucking do this. My life is about to begin again. And it's going to happen in the Pussy Palace, you maniacs. Oh my God. Okay, I'm just looking up one way economy flights. That's all I can afford. Don't even have that much in my account. American Airlines. Fuck my life. Tomorrow. Oh my God. Sydney to LA. I could seriously go on the 6 a.m. I could stay up all night and pack. Oh my God. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm booking it, Germaniacs. I'm doing it. I'm fucking booking it. Okay. Jermaine Louise King. C38H. Fuck my life. Passport number. Blah, blah, blah. Booked. Oh my fucking God, I just booked it. Oh my God, Germaniacs, your bitch is going back to LA. Jermaine is returning to Los Angeles. Buckle up, sluts. Lock up your sons, citizens of LA. The Dick Slayer is on her way. My new life is about to begin. Illy, bye, Germaniacs. I'm gonna go pack. Spread the word about season 5. Send in your ass Jermaine's. I love you so fucking much. Nahugan, stay huge, everyone. See you on the other side of the Pacific next week. Illy, bye bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!